Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me here today on the Marketing Pulpit. I'm so delighted that you decided to join me today. And where I'm located, this part of the world is a bit overcast, but it's still a beautiful day. If it's overcast where you are and you're on the road, you're tuning in and you're driving, please be careful out there today. And for those who are listening online, welcome. Thank you so much for joining me. And I say it all the time. But it's because I really mean it. Oh, I just want to thank those of you who have been with me since day one. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you so much for your ideas, your suggestions, your encouragement. And for those who may be new to the show today, I want to say welcome. Welcome to the Marketing Pulpit. This is Sharon, and if you have a question or comment, feel free to dial in 215-383-3872. And if you've already dialed in and you hear something, you want to ask a question, just push option one. Just push option one, and you will be put into the queue for questions. Before we get started, I wanted to share with you the purpose and the mission of this show, the Marketing Pulpit. The mission is to build strong businesses in the community so that we can put people to work, and we really do our best to make that happen by providing information as it relates to sales, branding, pricing, business development, social media, entertainment, music, franchising, networking, event planning. Yeah, we try to do a lot of that. And, of course, I share with you all the time, we also deal with relationship issues because we are all relational. So we do our best to provide information as it relates to relationships as well, because if your relationships are healthy, and hopefully the bottom line, your business will be healthy. So thank you for tuning in, and we also try to make sure that we enlighten, inform, and entertain. So that's what we try to do right here on the Marketing Pulpit. And also for those of you who may be new to the show or those of you who've been listening for a while, we also offer sponsorships for this show. That's right, in advertising, membership opportunities. We do that, and for those of you who may not know, if you're starting a business and you have questions, you need consulting, or if you're trying to decide about your website, about social media, we can help you with that as well. There are also opportunities for you to advertise right here on the show. That's right. So if you have a product or service and you'd like to advertise that to our listeners, you're more than welcome to do that. You can also sponsor the show as well. And we will be happy to do that with you and for you. If you'd like for us to help you to develop a advertising, we can do that as well. Oh, we do a lot of things here on the Marketing Pulpit. So thank you for joining us and for tuning in. Today, I am going to share with you, may relate to some, it probably won't be for everyone, because we do try to make sure we have topics that everybody can benefit from. But you never know. You may find yourself in this situation, and this information may be helpful to you in the future. So you might want to listen anyway. So when we come back from this short break, I will dive right into our topic right here on the Marketing Pulpit. This is Sharon.
Gatewood Marketing is a company that can take you from your small beginnings to your moderate business operation on into websites and marketing, everything. So I thank the Lord for Robert and Gatewood Marketing.
Thank you so much for joining us right here on this platform, the Marketing Pulpit, where our mission is to build strong businesses in the community so that we can put people to work. So thank you so much for tuning in. And listen, if you know someone that you think could benefit from this information that we share, please tell them about us. And if you would like to send in topic ideas, information, or if you'd like to be a guest on the show, you're more than welcome to let us know. You can just go to our website, www.enjoylifeinc.com. That's the letter N, JOYLIFEINC.com. Just go to our contact page. Leave us a note, or if you have an event that you would like for us to know about, you'd like for us to share with our listening audience, we're more than happy to do that as well. So today on this show, I am going to be sharing with those of you who have wanted to know, who weren't exactly sure who to ask. You were wanting to do your first seminar or your first conference, and you're not exactly sure how to go about doing this show is for you today. I'm going to give you some ideas and suggestions, things that I do when I'm prepared for workshops and seminars that may be beneficial to you. So if this is something that you're doing, you're thinking about doing a seminar, someone has asked you to do a seminar, or you're thinking of inviting a speaker or a guest to come in to do a seminar, a workshop, or a conference, what are some things that you need to take a look at? We're going to talk about that today. And if you are new to a business, and you're trying to generate clients, you're trying to generate business, you might want to do a workshop or a seminar. The topics and the information that you may want to share, we can talk about that on another show if that's something that you would like to know, ideas on topics that you might want to do for your particular business. But today we're just really talking about how do you go about setting up that workshop or seminar. Thank you so much for joining us today for the show. We're talking about workshops and seminars. And if you'd like more information about that, just send us a note, www.enjoylifeinc.com, N-J-O-Y, lifeinc.com, or just send it to me. This is Sharon, and I just want to thank you so much for joining us. And my dad used to tell me years ago, if you want to be successful, surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. And I'm inviting you to do that today. Thank you so much for joining us again, and have a wonderful day.